I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
NFL cutdown day today. Ravens have some roster moves. Hard decisions to make. And here to talk about that on this Turn It Up Tuesday from USA Today, it's the Ravens Wires on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do every Tuesday, Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. What is up?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, we got the cut down day going today. I know by 4 p.m. they got to get those rosters in. Who knows when they'll actually release it to everybody. I think last year was around 8:30 p.m. that they ended up getting that thing out. So, you know, we'll see what ends up happening. But as you mentioned, there are plenty of tough decisions they have to make here.
What is the toughest decision, as you see it, Kevin, that John Harbaugh and the coaching staff are going to have to make today, getting that roster down to 53?
I would probably say their decision potentially to keep five inside linebackers. Now, we know that John Harbaugh said that Jake Hummel is going to be on the roster. So I know that some people were speculating with all these undrafted guys making names for themselves. Could there be a veteran that is a surprise cut? It's not going to be Jake Hummel. So five inside linebackers. Jay Higgins obviously did a lot over the course of training camp and the preseason to make a name for himself. And, you know, I think that for the Ravens, they can get away with both having five and not having five, but you also have to wonder about the cornerback situation. Maybe they want to keep an extra offensive lineman. So if you do that, you know, can you afford to keep five inside linebackers, or can you get away with maybe trying to sneak Jay Higgins through waivers, or even Chairman Martin, who had a really great preseason as well? So I think, to me, a lot of people love Higgins, myself included. He was someone I was looking at for them in the later rounds of the draft, and Baltimore obviously got him as an undrafted free agent. But, you know, five inside linebackers to some might be a little too many at that position.
Kevin, when I've done the 53, I've never had a fifth inside linebacker. And reason being is, as Harbs talked about yesterday, you know, they got to be teamers, all right? And this is too good a football team to rely on a bunch of rookies on special teams. That's why I always thought Hummel was making a team, you know, and I never thought Higgins or anything. I think they're going to be practice squad guys. And the thing about it, Kevin, is you're like, I was always in that situation, you know, like when I was GM and stuff, and it's like, oh, everybody's going to want our guys. Everybody wants our guys. But the thing about it is when they go take your guy, you know, all right, is he better than our guy? You know, because you got to cut somebody. So, I mean, the Ravens will probably lose three or four guys, probably, I would think.
Yeah, and you know, I always go back to a couple of years ago with Ardarius Washington, who got cut. And that was at a point everybody thought he was going to get claimed, and that was, he had a good preseason. There was just no roster space for him, and he ended up making it on their practice squad. And obviously, unfortunately, the injury happened to him, but he was a key contributor to the Ravens last season. So you're right, where it feels like if the Ravens move on from a bunch of these younger guys who have made names for themselves, all of them are going to get claimed. That generally does not happen. You're exactly right. So for guys like C.J. Okoye on the defensive line, or C.J. Raveno, who I thought played well, obviously everyone's talking about Keon Martin, like I said, a Higgins, a Martin, et cetera. Like, they'll lose a guy. They might lose a couple, like you mentioned. But, you know, at this point, the Ravens, the veterans that they've signed, and I know that they do handshake deals sometimes, but, you know, the vets are going to have roles. They've talked about those roles with them. That's why they signed in Baltimore. So I think that, to me, there's room for a guy like a Ruben Lowry. Ruben Lowry's made the roster, but, you know, you can't keep everybody. It's a good problem to have. You'd rather have 65 guys to feel good about as opposed to 45 guys to feel good about. So the Ravens, it's tough decisions, tough letting good guys go, but you'd rather be in that situation than the other one.
Now, when you did your 53, Kevin, do you have 11 DBs?
Yep, I do. I have 7 corners and 4 safeties. So I had Keon Martin making it for me.
Oh, you had Keon Martin making it instead of Bo Braid.
Yeah, I thought for me, him playing late in the game was pretty telling. And, you know, I guess I read into playing time a little more. I'm not sure how you guys feel about it, but, you know, seeing him play late into the game, and at that point, I think Keon Martin was even out of the game. So I feel like he showed more than Bo Braid did. I think Bo Braid probably a practice squad guy for them, but yeah, I had Keon Martin over Bo Braid.
The only thing, you know, and I like Keon Martin, all the things that you said, but the thing about it is Keon Martin's 5'9", 170. And for him to even be active on game days, he's got to be on teams. And 5'9", 170 is not going to help me on any teams. That's the only reason why I kept Braid over Martin, is because of special teams. Because, I mean, we hear Harbs always talk about, you got to have your core special teams guys. And that's where, to me, you know, the Sanusi Canes and the Bo Braids and those guys come in. And another guy who did really well, you know, like all those receivers got to be special. And Tez Walker, you know, he was covering a hell out of punts and stuff in the preseason. So I think all those receivers will be active because they're all involved. You know, 4, 5, and 6 are all involved in teams.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, I would agree with you where if Keon Martin does make the roster, he would be probably just an inactive. Like, I think that's probably what his role would be. And you talked about all those guys with special teams. Someone that I didn't really have on my roster, I mean, I have him on there now, but Rasheen Ali is someone that John Harbaugh's made very clear that, hey, he's on the starting job. He's a starter on all these special teams units. Like, he's on kick return, punt return, like all the that's how you help the Ravens, you know, especially when you're looking and you're right. Those 50th, 51st, 52nd, 53rd roster spots, it's your ability to play special teams. And we know the vice block Keon Martin had. John Harbaugh talked about it. He was very – that was his favorite play from Keon Martin. He had a pick six and everything. And John Harbaugh likes the block on special teams, which was a good play. Him and I think it was Jackson had that together. But, yeah, to me, I think that – and I know teams generally probably don't view it this way. They just want to keep the guys that they feel like can help them the best. I think that at this point, Martin probably has a better shot of not getting claimed. But again, I think the teams don't really view it that way. I mean, it's more so, hey, can this guy help us? Can this guy not help us? We're going to cut the guy that doesn't help us as much as the other guy. But I think that Martin, over the course of the preseason game, showed a lot, pass coverage, run defense, even on special teams. So it's going to be a toss-up because both guys are talented. We know that Bo Braid had a great preseason last year and made the roster, and he's had that year of experience under his belt, which maybe that's the deciding factor. He's just had a year. and Keon Martin has it. So a lot of decisions have been made in that.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Kevin, how concerned are you with Jair Alexander? Because we saw him out of camp. When he's healthy and when he's out there playing, he's exceptional. And I love the attitude and I love the cockiness and I love everything it brings. How often are we going to see him? Because he won't have practiced for basically a month.
Yeah, it's a tough one because we know that with Jair, as you mentioned, with that great play does come the injuries. And, you know, that's part of the reason why the Ravens were able to get him for a deal worth $4 million for a player that, honestly, when he's healthy, is probably a top 10, the worst 15 corner in the league. So at this point, if Jair is back on the field and John Harbaugh has made it clear, at least, that he feels like a lot of those guys will be back. In fact, all of them, essentially, but Isaiah Likely will be back by the time next week rolls around, then, you know, it's all right. I think for Jair, he's a vet. He doesn't necessarily need to practice. Like, it's not the end of the world. Obviously, it's important, and the refs, especially coming into a new team, are important, but, you know, there is no need for Baltimore, I guess, to rush him back, and it feels like that's kind of what, you know, Jair's been kind of chomping at the bit to get back there, and the Ravens are like, hold on. So that's fine for me. Obviously, if it continues to linger and maybe he's, like, limited for the week leading up to Buffalo and you're like, okay, what's really going on here? But I'm not going to worry right now. But, again, if we start to get into that territory of, like, he's questionable throughout the week heading into week one, then I think that's a different conversation.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, real quick, because it's prediction time, at least for this Turn It Up Tuesday. Next week, we're full on. Who will lead the Ravens in touchdown receptions? Kevin Allstriker.
Oh, you know, I'm going to go with a guy who just got awarded with an extension, and that's Rashad Bateman. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Bateman this year.
Nice.
Kevin, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kev.
Awesome, guys. Appreciate you. Thanks so much.
There's Kevin Allstriker. Whip around coming up next. What happened in the world of sports last night? Hey, Venus Williams played tennis. Played well for 45 years old, not being around for a minute. And unfortunately, got, you know, jettisoned when it was all said and done. But that was a feel-good story. This day in Orioles history, a couple of roster moves in the NFL we'll talk about. Then it's the Notes from the North segment. We go to Cincy first, then we're going to Pittsburgh and then Cleveland. What the hell's going on in the division on this Turn It Up Tuesday?
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.